Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing first base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive to right field. Walls throws towards third. Dark fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dark. Lynch moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch tags and scores. Lockman tags and moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perky takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Perky moves to second. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perky moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Powers pinch hits for Bob Perkey. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark bunts towards the mound. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Dark moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Walls moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Walls scores. Long moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. George Altman pinch runs for Walt Morin. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Long scores. Altman moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor is walked intentionally. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Lockman moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Henrich pinch runs for Don Newcomb. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton takes first base on ball 4. Henrich moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynch is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.